Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and one of the things we do here is introduce you to some really smart people who are our Brain Trust members. And one of those really smart people is our good friend, Dr. Tim Irwin. Tim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a number of books, including the book I'm holding in my hand, Derailed, and it's all about examples of failure of leadership. And he's a speaker and a leader in the area of leadership development. And he's our good friend, Tim Irwin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be with you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Tim, I was telling the audience before you got here that, as the economy continues to try to dig itself out of this hole we got ourselves into, with a little help from some of our people who some of our friends, so to speak, we've got to make sure, as the alpha members of our organizations, we've got to make sure that we're not holding the organization back. You can hire the right people, you can train them, you can take care of customers, but there still are opportunities, unfortunately, where the leadership of an organization can drop the ball. And we have to make sure that we're setting an example and executing the way leaders should. What, talk to us about that.
Jim, that is so true, and this is perhaps the most critical time we've ever had in business in my career. And many of your listeners, whether they have one employee or 1,000, face the same issue, and that is that the followers of organizations need to trust leadership.
Yep.
Now, trust is based on two things, competence and character. In other words, you got to be good at what you're doing, and that's why leaders have got to be involved, they've got to be competent, they got to know what they're talking about.
Yep.
But they've also got to exhibit character. And this is why we've seen so many failures of leadership just in the last 6 months. I mean, think about all the people who've derailed, who've come off the rails in their jobs. I don't care whether they're in business or politics or sports or journalism or any number of other activities because they've had failures of character. So this is really a critical time, competence and character.
Now, when I think of competence, I also think about experience. It's good. It's good for people to know that. You know, I remember. I may have mentioned this to you back in December of 2008. I could tell that my employees were uneasy about how things were going in the world, and I just set them down. I said, ladies, gentlemen, I don't know where we're going, but this is my seventh recession, and I don't know where we're going, but I will tell you that I've made it through all the others. So if that's worth anything to you. And we talked about a few other things, obviously, but I think it made them feel better to know that this wasn't my first rodeo. And that's, I think having experience is good for the competence part. Of course, you have to execute on that. But talk to us about the character part. Give us some examples of where character, just some good and some bad examples.
By the way, I've written about this in the book, Derailed, and there's a free assessment that you can get on the website, drtimirwin.com or derailleaders.com, either one of those websites. And so people can actually measure their character. They can measure their risk proneness for derailment by taking that free online assessment. But the important thing is that character is not typically what we think of, in my mind. It's not about honesty or dishonesty. It's much more about authenticity. It's much more about humility. It's much more about self-management, and these are the kinds of things. And by the way, it's also about courage. And what you were exhibiting in that example was courage. You were saying, "Hey, guys, listen, we're in a tough time, but we're going to see our way through this."
Well, yeah, exactly. And another thing that I think happens when people, some of my mentors have told me, Tim, that you're not judged by how well you behave when things are going okay. You're judged by how you behave when you're under the gun. And a lot of businesses are under the gun right now. A lot of business owners.
And that's exactly right. Your mentor was right on target that It's how we deal with bad times that really is the true measure of our character. One of the things, Jim, that I'm concerned about, and I've been doing a lot of research and speaking on this topic, is how a lot of leaders today are truth-starved. In other words, they've cut themselves off from the truth, and that happens primarily for two reasons. One is they don't accept feedback from other people.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing great leaders can do, again, whether you have one employee, 50, 100, 1,000, however many you have, is to not cut yourself off, is to be open to feedback, listening to what people have to say about the business, about how you're doing, and so on.
You know, journalists call that reporting inside your head.
Well, that's a good term.
You know, some people write things. They decide things. They come to conclusions and they write about those things, and they're just their opinion. They're not actually reporting on what they're seeing. They're editorializing their opinion, and sometimes when leaders get to editorializing too much and don't do enough reporting, I think that's when they get into trouble. That's what you were talking about.
Jim, there's only one thing worse than cutting off feedback from others, and that's lying to yourself.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of leaders doing that.
What does that look like?
Pardon me?
What does that sound like?
Well, it sounds like telling ourselves that, hey, look, I'm entitled. I'm the owner of this business.
That's
why I get special privileges.
That's not fair. That shouldn't have happened to me.
That's right.
That's another lie.
I shouldn't have to play by the normal rules.
Right.
If anybody watched Tiger Woods' news conference three months ago or so, he basically admitted that. He says, I was lying to myself. I told myself I was entitled to do this, that I worked hard, and therefore I was entitled.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is when we start lying to ourselves, when we don't tell ourselves the truth, it gets us in trouble.
What kind of background do you think? Do you think that behavior comes from some background, or you think it's just a flaw in certain individuals? What do you think?
You know, I think we're all susceptible to it, and that's the thing that I think is so important. I wrote about in the book Derail. I wrote about six CEOs that were fired by their boards. Now, most of us have never run a Fortune 100 company and never will.
Right.
But the question is, how does that apply to us? Well, the reasons they derailed are the very same reasons we can, and so we're all susceptible to that. And sometimes success leads to hubris. It leads to this sense of arrogance, a sense of entitlement. Hey, I created this place, therefore I get special perks, therefore I get to be treated differently. And that's what gets us in trouble.
But you know, Tim, we've got to go to a break here. There's another thing, though, that I think is going on right now that's affecting people who don't have hubris, and it's something another mentor of mine told me one time about desperate people doing desperate things. And I think there's a lot of that going on right now. And I want to talk about that when we come back with our good friend Tim Irwin. Dr. Tim Irwin, the book is called Derailed. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business articles, archives, lots of questions and answers there at the knowledge base. My blog is there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. I think you'll like it. If you don't, you can unsubscribe. It's easy to do that, too. And don't forget to take the poll question on the homepage. This week's question is about the economy. How does it feel for you? What are you experiencing in the economy? So check that out right there on the homepage. And when you click your answer on that poll, you'll be able to see immediately how the poll is going so far. You might be surprised. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can also find Tim Irwin's body of work that he's deposited with us there over the years as a member of our Brain Trust for a number of years now. He's the author of Derailed, also Run with the Bulls. Tim, tell us how we can find you online.
Jim, the easiest way is drtimirwin.com. And Irwin with an I.
Yeah, Irwin with an I. And that's where they can get that assessment, free assessment on leadership, on their leadership skills and acumen, right?
Absolutely.
Tim, I said when we went to the break, with regard to character, you know, there are people out there who are character flawed. And I remember I heard someone say that a psychologist say that there are two kinds of people basically in the world, neurotics and people with character flaws. He said, whenever a neurotic came to me, and I could help them. But if someone was character flawed, he said, I couldn't help them. And so, if you're a leader and you don't think you're character flawed, you're neurotic like I am, you think, well, that's not my problem. But the thing is I think each one of us have an opportunity to get ourselves in situations where our character is tested. And that's what one of my mentors called desperate people do desperate things. And what, you know, I think there are a lot of times where people, especially these days, are getting themselves into desperate situations. Well, talk to us about that a little bit, please.
Jim, that is such an important point. And one of the things I say in this book, Derail, I have a whole chapter on this, is that people are always who they are, especially under stress. Stress brings out what's really inside us. And so we may not think of ourselves as being character flawed or having fun, but we all have that latent potential. We all have the potential to do things, as you said, under desperate conditions. And so one of the things that I talk to people about frequently is that we have to manage the stress level. We've got to dial it back. We've got to make sure we don't cut ourselves off from feedback from others. And the key thing is that we have a moral compass. In other words, that we know, we keep a real sense of what's right and wrong. Basically, people will do things under stress that they wouldn't do otherwise.
Right. But don't you think that all of us get faced with things, and, you know, business decisions, ethical decisions in business are not always black and white. An article I wrote once was titled, "The Color of Ethics is Gray." You know, ethics is not about just about telling the truth or not telling the truth. There are a lot of factors that are involved in your behavior. And don't you agree, though, that when we all get into, when we find ourselves into the crucible, we find ourselves in these desperate situations, we just have to slow down a little bit and swallow a little bit, take a gulp, and re-find our center. What do you think?
Jim, I think that's incredibly true.
I'm just trying to think, we have to cut ourselves a little slack, but we also have to perform properly. We have to demonstrate good character.
That's exactly right. And one of the things that I find, again, is that people are truth-starved. If we cut ourselves off from feedback, we're truth-starved. I believe that we all need to be accountable to somebody. Now, a lot of your listeners own small businesses. They don't have a big board of directors of 15, 20 people that are giving them advice or looking over the shoulders. They may not have a general counsel. They may not have a big staff. But the fact is, we all need to have a group of people around ourselves that we can hold us accountable, that we can test. I've always had mentors. I've always had people that I could go to when I had knotty problems. And chances are there's somebody that we can talk to who's been through that before.
Don't you have to don't you have to say, okay, I need to ask somebody to check my position, and the answer I get is probably going to hurt, but that's preferable to me not behaving the way I'd want to behave. Don't you have to have that kind of a gut check on yourself?
You've got to always be prepared to get news that you don't want to hear. And I find that the consequences of these decisions that are made under stress, when we compromise, you know, I think Tiger Woods was under stress. I mean, he was a person that, you know, being a professional athlete is very difficult.
Yep.
And I think he just made some bad decisions. We see that constantly among people that derail. They make bad decisions under stress, and they're not accountable to other people.
Mm-hmm. That you're right about the small business thing, about small businesses, because we don't always have other people looking over our shoulder. And even the people who do look over our shoulder don't always feel empowered to tell us things. And if we don't ask them, they're not going to tell us, are they?
That's exactly right. And a lot of people, again, distance themselves from the very people who could help them in a situation like that. I'm always surprised at the wisdom of teams. In other words, when we put people together, when we're really working as a team, and when we build a relationship of trust, it's amazing how effective that team can be at finding true north, finding out where we're supposed to go.
When you come back next time, can we talk about teams?
Absolutely.
Let's do that.
One of my favorite topics.
Well, let's do that next time. Give us the website one more time, please.
DrTimIrwin.com. DrTimIrwin.com.
Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, it's great being with you.
Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. So I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.